Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world.
The Backrooms is a creepypasta, or saga, of a maze of rooms, corridors, levels, and just about everything else one could possibly imagine. Some conspiracy believers say that the Backrooms has level progression, once again connecting a creepypasta to video game mechanics. According to Italian news site Antropia's Marta Ferro, the Backrooms corridors are like those in The Shining's Hotel Overlook, and that a resemblance to Everywhere comes from the progression in unrecognizability contained within the creepypasta levels. I like to think of the Backrooms as one of those levels constantly changing. Much like the MC when you groggily walk through the Backroom, you find the Backroom is seemingly infinite, devoid of everything except for off-putting yellow walls, damp carpets, and buzzing fluorescent lights. If you are not careful, and noclip from reality into the wrong areas, you will find yourself back in the Backrooms, where there is nothing to see except for the smell of dank old carpet, the monochrome insanity, the infinite background noise of hum-buzzing maxed-out fluorescent lights, and about 600 million square miles of haphazardly sliced-up blank rooms. Chances are, you stumbled onto the Backrooms, a horrifying, weirdly nostalgic realm to spend the rest of your days. Backrooms might sound like places that are full of moisture and mold, but Backrooms are actually dimensions in which, as you are walking around, you might find yourself losing yourself in one room after another, not finding an exit, or seeing a few gruesome creatures down a few halls. People who claim they went there said that they found themselves in Backrooms either through touching a wall that seemed out of place, entering a zone that did not seem to be the right thing, or just randomly going there in a dream. While there is no hard evidence to prove the Backrooms actually existed, there are some accounts made by people that have claimed to have found themselves in them. We are guessing the Backrooms exist in another reality, but the original photos of the Backrooms would need to have originated somewhere real. Finding that site would blow hardcore fans' minds, but over time, as more levels were created, both the original photos and location became increasingly murky. As determined internet sleuths navigate dead-end streets and dead ends, people begin to believe the original photos from Backrooms are not actual places, but art pieces. Throughout the course of developing the story, people posted photos of hallways, offices, and parking lots, which create a feeling of the fear the first photo provokes. There is nothing odd about an office photo, but the initial photo in a Backroom is quite disturbing, especially when you read the caption attached by another user. Another anonymous user commented on the photo with an early history about the Backrooms, saying one entered a Backroom when noclipped from reality into an incorrect zone, a video game-related term that refers to a time a player crosses physical boundaries that otherwise would have blocked them. Although internet users expanded upon the concept, creating various levels of the Backrooms, the initial version came from a two-paragraph comment on a 4chan message asking for disturbing images, in which the anonymous user invented the story based on one of the photos. The concept is considered to be creepypasta, following in the long, long footsteps of Slender Man circa 2010, but the concept predates this. The Backroom specifically, as well as the overall space liminal, fall under the umbrella of creepy web aesthetics. The Backrooms is an urban legend, internet meme, and creepypasta, telling a story about a never-ending labyrinth of randomly generated office rooms. Enter the Backrooms is a great game for everyone looking for an unsettling, psychologically terrifying experience for the price. Enter the Backrooms takes place across a series of levels, each featuring unique generation algorithms, varied hazards, and surprising quirks. One must traverse through a variety of perilous levels and improbable hazards in order to begin the journey into the Backrooms. Some might reach the Backrooms by accident in the first try, whereas others might need hundreds, even thousands, of attempts. If you are somehow lucky enough to make it to the Backrooms, then you are most likely in level zero. Imagine walking from one part of the Backrooms into another, only to discover another iteration of what you just came from. And walking back to the final room reveals it as changes too. In the Backrooms, time is dispersed from reality, so this is entirely dependent on one's relative perception. Not keeping track of time could result in someone wandering around in the Backrooms for hours, even weeks, losing track of reality. Time does not work in the same way within Backrooms, and along with that, lurks a danger entity lurking in the shadows. Real Backrooms have no windows, no natural light, lots of furniture, doors leading out, no skylights, entities, rooms of particular use, levels, etc. Extended lore, for example, suggests that walls in abandoned buildings that are a shade darker than other walls around them, doors that seem as though they are supposed to lead nowhere, or are at an odd location, and areas that simply seem wrong. They leave you standing on end, they seem surrounded by low-level whirring or hum, and so on, are generally found to work as entryways. Going into places like this can improve your chances of getting noclipped in the back room. The extended lore, for instance, posits that walls in abandoned buildings that are a shade darker than the other walls around it, doors that look like they should not lead anywhere or are in a random place, and areas that just feel off. They make your hair stand on end. They seem to be surrounded by a low-level buzz or humming noise, and so on, are commonly found to function as entrances. Going to places like these might increase your chances of noclipping into the back rooms. The initial intention, one could imply, is intended to make the persons that are falling into back rooms comfortable, making that space seem like places that not only are familiar, but from the outside looking to like the places that seem like places that you would feel comfortable, from an outsider's, seem like you would like spending the whole time they would like spending the whole time. If you are here, you might just have found yourself in the back rooms. An internet myth born on 4chan forums, which has evolved from a creepypasta to a flourishing ARG community.
This was What is Backrooms, by Backrooms, and this was episode number 1. My name is Greg Dean, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.